أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين ورسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil, in the name of Allah, the compassionate, the loving, the caring, the merciful. The subject is Nahjul Balagha, the peak of eloquence. Peak of eloquence is a book that has been collected from the short statements, letters, speeches of Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi afdal salati wa salam. This book is really considered one of the best books, spiritually speaking. It is a book that turns the person into knowing his creator Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This book is the book that will rise you toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a straight format. This is the book that will teach you how to make yourself a better human. This is the book that will cure you from every spiritual disease, cures the society from spiritual diseases and many other benefits that lies between this very, very valuable book. Before I start in a very, very quick format, let me just emphasize to see who is Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi is, according to us, is a khalifa. He is the deputy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the one that at Ghadir al-Khum, at a place that is located in the northern part of Mecca, that place is called Ghadir al-Khum. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, crowned Amir al-Mu'mineen by this statement as saying, "Man kuntu mawla, fahada aliyun mawla." Who am? Whosoever I am his master. This is Rasulullah speaking, saying in a very short statement, saying, whosoever I am his master. This is Ali, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi, is his master. What does this mean, Rasulullah and Amir al-Mu'mineen? Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi, in the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named him in a very, very special name. He said, نفس الرسول قل تعالوا ندعو أبناءنا وأبناءكم ورسول ونساءنا ونساءكم وأنفسنا وأنفسكم. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, when he went there, it was himself and Amir al-Mu'mineen. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is considering these two وأنفسنا. It seems like there are one nafs, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is relating. One fusna, plural, two nafs, Amir al-Mu'mineen and Rasulullah. Rasulullah being the ultimate carrier of the risala, and Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi is being the ultimate carrier of wisaya or wilaya or khilafah. What does again that mean? That means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his eternal, everlasting knowledge about the future, he looked at the world and he tested all of us. As you know, today there's about 7 billion population of the world. How many already dead? God knows how many billions. How many will come in the future? God knows. Among all of these billions and billions of humans, I'm not talking about creatures. Now we have a lot more about the creatures of the world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested the humans, the ones that are supposed to be the Khalifa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the Holy in the Holy Quran, "Huwa qala rabbuka lil mala'ikati inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa." I am putting a khalifa on the face of the earth. Therefore, a human being is the master of all of the rest of the creatures. Being a human being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested all of us, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, أَحَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. لَا يُفْتَنُونَ means they will not be tested. What is the purpose of the test? In order to select the best one, just like the school. You test someone to see who is better than the other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had tested all of the humans that ever came and will come in the future. 124,000 were passing the grades. They passed, and these are the prophets. Among these 124,000, in which there are the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, five of them, they became to the tip top of humanity. And I'm not talking about the prophets Ulil Azm, the persevered prophets. I'm talking about the five. Such as Ahlul Bayt, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, Amir al-Mu'mineen, Fatimah al-Zahra, and Imam al-Hasan and Imam al-Husayn. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon them. These five, they were among the highest in grade. And then among these five, there was two that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as his human creatures, selected to be the highest. And Rasulullah is for the Risala, and Amir al-Mu'mineen is for the Wasaya or the Khilafah, as we have mentioned. Amir al-Mu'mineen, in whom he is the master of the writing, or the ones that his words have been collected in Nahj al-Balagha. One of his best letters is the will that he had written to Al-Imam Al-Hasan in the Mujtaba, which is number 31. Min wasiyyatihi alayhi salam, and that is number 31 lil-Imam Al-Hasan in Mujtaba. What happened that Amir al-Mu'mineen decided to write this letter? What happened was this. When Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi realized that Islam was dead, truly speaking, Amir al-Mu'mineen was put in a house, was put in a corner for 24 years. And that light that was supposed to be waving out of this pure person, this society, the world, was deprived from. So therefore he had to stay in the house. After 24 years, in a very long story that I would like to make it short, he was selected as Khalifa again. Amir al-Mu'mineen objected, "What made you select me as a Khalifa? You guys do not know this, the hadith that Rasulullah said, 'Man kuntu mawla fahada aliyun mawla,' and many, many other hadiths relating that Amir al-Mu'mineen is the Khalifa. However, he became a Khalifa. During this Khilafah, which was about 4 years and a few months, unfortunately, he became busy with four fierce fights. The first one was with the camel, the second two battles was with Muawiyah, and the third one was, the fourth one was with Al-Khawarij. So therefore, Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullahi alayhi, as he was coming back, in a place that is called Hadirain or Hadirin, he decided to write a very, very precious, unique, masterpiece letter that whomsoever listens to these words, he will be the highest among the humans. His humanity will be fulfilled in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can he write this letter in order to make it echo in the history? He called his oldest son, Al-Imam Al-Hasan Al-Mujtaba. I said, "My dear beloved son, come. I would like to give you some advice. Why did he choose his sons? Because it will be easier for us. This letter is really not only to Imam al-Hasan. This letter is written for all of us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi said, أَنَا وَعَلِيٌّ أَبَوَى هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ. If you would like to know who is the two fathers of you, listen to this hadith that I just said. I repeat it again. أَنَا وَعَلِيٌّ أَبَوَى هَذِهِ الْأُمَّةِ. I, that is Rasulullah, and Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam are the two fathers of this nation. So therefore, Amir al-Mu'mineen decided to write a letter from a father to his children, to his sons. However, he did not want to offend us. So what did he do? He calls Imam al-Hasan. He said, son, I write this letter to you. So whoever is a bit sensitive about this issue, he says, well, Amir al-Mu'mineen is writing this letter to his son. However, it is to everybody. This letter is to everyone. As you know, every letter begins with to and from, or from and to. Amir al-Mu'mineen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began by saying from. From whom? And he started. من الوالد الفاني. Beautifully said. How did he start? Usually when I would like to write a letter saying this letter is from Shaykh Muhammad Jawad Ansari, and so forth, whoever, if you would like to letter, you said from and put your name. Amir al-Mu'mineen sallallahu alayhi put seven different characteristics from himself. What are these characteristics? There are pieces of jewels. They are very, very expensive elements that will lead in total awareness. Awareness is extremely important in our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, always be in a state of tawajjuh, awareness, state of dhikr. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Watch yourself in a state of watch. Do not be in a heedless state, ghafla. All of these, so we can pay attention. This world is the world of destruction. One day we're going to die. One day this whole world will be destructed. كل من عليها فان, and everybody will be dead. So therefore, let us take a lesson. Amir al-Mu'mineen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started saying from whom? من الوالد الفان, from a father that is mortal. Al-Fan, he will die one day. المقر للزمان, the one that had lived his life, the one that had realized the bitterness and the sweetness of life. So therefore, he admits to era and time. He knows that zaman, or era, or time, is the one that will hit you with its photons all the time. And whether it's testing, bala, disaster, or it is a blessing. They are both being sent for us for state of testing. So we will pass the test. من الوالد الفان, number one. Number two, المقر للزمان. المدبر العمر. The one that had put his life behind him and going in a one-way street toward his mortality, toward his death, toward his demise. Now, what is death? Inshallah, we will discuss that in another time. المدبر العمر, المستسلم للدهر, became completely submissive to this moment and hours, submissive to time, to days and weeks. Realize that these hours, times, and minutes, and weeks. No matter what I do, they will come and they will go. And each day is different, completely different than the previous one. Today's day is a unique day. It is not the same day as yesterday or the same as tomorrow. Therefore, Amir al-Mu'mineen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I became submissive to time, which is number four. Number five, ad-dhammil ad-dunya. The one that had is detesting this world. The one that submits and says that this world is not a good day. Dhammil ad-dunya. This world is a day that is not good. Let me put it, not good. Dhammil ad-dunya. When you make madamma, you try to show its flaws. So this world has many flaws. Dhammil ad-dunya shows its flaws. Number six, as-sakin masakin al-mawta. Salamullahi alayhi wa sallam. All of us, now just be aware of this point. No matter where you sit, no matter where you stand, no matter in any place on the face of the earth, know that you are standing in a location where God knows how many and how many before you had stood up at that location, and they are already dead. Masakin, masakin al-mawt. Even my own house, sometimes when I go ahead and look at it, it said that it's been built during 1920s, 20-something. So therefore, I'm coming in. Okay, what happened to the people before me? Well, if they bought it at that time, today, probably they are dirt and dust. They have turned into, they died, and I'm living in their place. Giving them another few years, I will be dead, and my sons, maybe, that is, they live in it. Give them some more times, you will see they will be dead. And their new generations or their sons and daughters will live in it, and so forth. As-sakin, masakin al-mawta. We are residing in places that other people had lived in it and died, and sudden, وَالضَّاعِنِ عَنْهَا خَلَى. And the one that is going to leave this world tomorrow. This is Abbas Amir al-Mu'mineen. He said, this letter is from me. This letter from the one that is mortal, the one that agrees to time, the one that is putting his life behind him, the one that is submissive to time, the one that is showing the world's, this dunya's mistakes and imperfection, the one that is living in the place where others came, lived, and died, and the one that will be leaving it tomorrow. Salaamu alayka ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. How beautiful. Again, let me emphasize, this is from, inshaAllah ta'ala, in the next lecture, we will be discussing to whom. What is the characteristic of us to come, the young? What are we supposed to be aware of? This is Amir al-Mu'mineen, the one that left, he put his life behind him. What about us, that the life is ahead of us? What are we supposed to be aware and careful and have warnings from? Inshallah ta'ala, we will be discussing this one in the next lecture. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد.